Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. We called them canaries or girl singers. They gave the otherwise all-male big bands of the 1930s and 40s a touch of flirtatious vitality to go with the swing.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
You'll see that despite their distinctive styles, these singers had their best days singing with the big bands. When they left the bands to go out on their own, their careers usually faded. Once she left Jimmy Dorsey, Helen O'Connell retired for a while and eventually spent a career singing the songs that had made her famous. Helen Forrest left the bands in 1943, but teamed with Dick Hames until 1946. Even these two couldn't sustain their careers at the top. Helen O'Connell with Bob Eberly, Amapola, and Helen Forrest and Dick Hames together.
Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say I love you.
Sang love's refrain
together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. Through storm and song together, our hearts as one together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberle with Joseph LaCalle and Albert Gamse's Amapola, and Helen Forrest and Dick Hames with Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva's Together. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Among the dozens of canaries, four stood out: Helen Ward, Martha Tilton, Helen O'Connell, and Helen Forrest. Three of them had ties to Benny Goodman. The first was Helen Ward, who was Goodman's first band singer. She was only 21 when she joined him in 1934, but she soon became one of the most popular girl singers of the swing era. Regardless of the song, backed by the tight arrangements of Goodman's big band, Helen Ward could swing. Here are Benny Goodman and Helen Ward with "You Turn the Tables on Me." Helen Ward and the Goodman Orchestra with Louis Alter and Sidney Mitchell's 1936, "You Turned the Tables on Me." In that same year, Ward and Goodman had an affair that led to a proposal of marriage that Goodman soon backed away from so he could concentrate on his music. Ward left the band, But some years later, they resolved their differences and became lifelong friends. In the late 30s and into the early 40s, Ward recorded with bands led by Gene Krupa, Teddy Wilson, and Bob Crosby. With Wilson, she recorded Harry Revell and Mack Gordon's 1937, There's a Lull in My Life, and with Crosby, she had a hit recording of Rube Bloom and Johnny Mercer's 1939, Day In, Day Out.
Just a void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life the moment that you go away. There is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Oh, 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 there's a lull in my life, no matter how I may pretend. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life.
Maybe seeing you.
There's a Lull in My Life and Day In, Day Out. Helen Ward could always swing. In fact, many of the girl singers who worked with the bands were actually jazz singers who didn't get the credit they deserved because they sang only a single chorus for each song and were backed by the swing era's tight arrangements. But when Helen Ward let loose, you got the message. Here are Ward and the Goodman Band with Matty Malnick and Johnny Mercer's Goody Goody. Helen Ward, Goody Goody. Martha Tilton sang on local radio stations in Los Angeles before dropping out of school in the 11th grade to join a touring band and sign on with the quartet Three Hits and a Miss. Benny Goodman hired her in August 1937, and she was with the Goodman Band for the famous 1938 Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert. One of the highlights of the evening was her swinging version of Loch Lomond.
Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road, but I'll be in Scotland afore you. Oh, me and my true love may never meet again on the bonny, bonny bank of Loch Lomond. By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont to gaze. The bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Now you take the high road and I'll take the low road, but I'll be in Scotland afore you. For me and my true love may never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Martha Tilton and Benny Goodman's orchestra with Loch Lomond. Even the strongest swing bands had to play ballads for dancing. The singers personalized the love songs and drew couples closer emotionally to the band's music. After she left Goodman in late 1939, Tilton signed with brand new Capitol Records. Her first recording was Chummy McGregor and Johnny Mercer's Moon Dreams, and during the war, she had one of the two hit recordings of Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn's I'll Walk Alone.
To tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone, they'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. Every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you, no matter how far. Just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone. Your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone. I'll walk
Martha Tilton with Moon Dreams and I'll Walk Alone. Martha Tilton made recordings and sang on radio into the 1950s, but her one stint as a band singer gave her identity and ensured her reputation. More than anything, her work with Benny Goodman is what survives. She, trumpeter Ziggy Elman, and the Goodman Band came together in 1939 for her best-known performance and her most famous recording. This is And the Angels Sing.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. Speak, and the angels sing, or am I reading music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming. Through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing. And though it's just a gentle murmur, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart.
Martha Tilton with Ziggy Elman and Johnny Mercer's And the Angels Sing. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. These singers didn't sound alike, but they sang similar kinds of arrangements. They phrased in similar ways as they lent personality to bands consisting of often anonymous sidemen. Despite their vocal differences, their singing often had a clipped, almost metallic quality. They snapped off their words. None more so than Helen O'Connell, who usually got to sing half a song when she worked with Jimmy Dorsey. Crooner Bob Eberly sang the other half. This is Green Eyes.
Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies. So deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come.
Helen O'Connell, Bob Eberly, and Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra with Green Eyes. Music by Nilo Menendez and an English lyric by Eddie Rivera and Eddie Woods. When O'Connell joined the Dorsey Band in 1939, Dorsey joined her with Eberly for a number of Latin-influenced recordings in the early 40s. Eberly crooned, and then O'Connell reprised the lyric as an up-tempo number. He was romantic and she was perky. The readers of Downbeat magazine named her best female vocalist in 1940 and 1941, and the formula worked until she married and left the band in 1943. This is Tangerine.
She is all they claim, with her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, Senorita stare and Cavaliera sigh. And I've seen toasts to Tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
Macy's mezzanine. Yes, she's got the guys in a whirl, but she's only fooling one girl. She's only fooling Tangerine.
Eberly O'Connell and the Dorsey Band with Victor Schertzinger and Johnny Mercer's Tangerine. Of the major female band singers, none was better or more important than Helen Forrest, and none was less influenced by jazz. Her singing was large and expressive. From her big band beginnings with Artie Shaw, she stuck with the melody and with the emotional substance of the song. She was strong rather than showy. This is one of her most successful recordings from the years she spent with Shaw. Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's All the Things You Are.
of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday moment divine when all the things you are mine.
Helen Forrest with Artie Shaw, All the Things You Are. First Shaw and then Benny Goodman treated Forrest like one more member of the band. But Harry James, she said, gave her the right sort of arrangement and musical setting for a singer. James established warmer moods by slowing the tempo and then built to a climax during Forrest's solos. Listen to the difference. As Forrest and Goodman do Taking a Chance on Love, and Forrest and James follow with I Don't Want to Walk Without You.
the door. They've asked me out 100 times or more, but all I say is leave me in the gloom, and here I stay within my lonely room, 'cause I don't wanna walk without you, baby. Walk without my arm about you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind, I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind, but now I find that I don't want to walk without the sun. Or you'll break my heart for me.
Helen Forrest with Vernon Duke, John LaTouche, and Ted Fetters, Taking a Chance on Love, and Julie Stein and Frank Lesser's I Don't Want to Walk Without You. In 1943, Forrest left the James Band for a solo career. The emphasis was shifting from the bands to the singers. Separately, she and Dick Hames signed with Decca, which soon paired them to record 18 sides, 10 of which reached the top 10. This is one of them, a revival of Isham Jones and Gus Kahn's 1924 standard, It Had to Be You.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still, it had to be you, wonderful you, it had to be you.
It had to be you, it had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do.
For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still.
It had to be you, wonderful you.
It had to be.
Helen Forrest and Dick Haymes, It Had to Be You. Like a lot of the big band singers, Forrest's career faded after World War II. She continued to work, but was never again a major star. But for a while there, she and the other Canaries had made the big bands more personal, more appealing, and more emotional. They enriched the music of the swing era. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.